This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Iggy Pop.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman.
Jimi Hendrix and his version of All Along the Watchtower. I'm a bit of a hippie at heart, aren't I? I did sort of go for that whole era, that late 60s era of music, as soon as I had a choice to make, as soon as like, okay, what are you going to listen to that hasn't been played to you by either your sisters or the charts? You know, and you sort of like, what shall I go and explore? Via the film Platoon, I kind of went down Woodstock route, and I kind of went down Motown at the same time, and with the Doors somewhere in between. So yeah, I'm a hippie at heart, and bearing that in mind, this week's featured artist is Bob Dylan, who wrote that song. Dave Van Ronk, who is an early supporter of Bob Dylan, in fact, think about the the Coen Brothers film, I always want to call it Inside Evan Davis, but it's not called Evan Davis, it's Inside Llewyn Davis. That's a portrait of a young man trying to make it in the music business in the late 60s in the village in New York. And apparently largely based on an autobiography of Dave Van Ronk. So picture that guy, the young troubadour, trying to make it in late 60s New York. He said of Dylan's song, "The whole artistic mystique is one of the greatest traps in this business because down that road lies unintelligibility. Dylan has a lot to answer for there because after a while he discovered that he could get away with anything. He was Bob Dylan, and people would take whatever he wrote on faith. So he could do something like All Along the Watchtower, which is simply a mistake from the title on down. A watchtower is not a road or a wall, and you can't go along it." Dave Van Ronk on Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower. I don't think it matters, more importantly, whether you're debunking Dylan as talking twaddle, folky twaddle on that song, or whether you're holding him up, as some people do, as reinterpreting the Book of Isaiah in that song. It doesn't really matter, it's a song, and it works, and Jimmy proved it. Bob Dylan is my featured artist this week because I am an old hippie. Who the hell are you? I hear the nation scream. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. And there's some more Jimi Hendrix for you. Double helpings, you lucky Sunday folk, you. I pre-record my programme, and it's quite a miserable Thursday morning, quite an early miserable Thursday morning for me. I hope it's a much more pleasant Sunday for you listening to the show, or whenever indeed you tune in to the iPlayer. As well as Bob Dylan being my featured artist this week, and to further prove that I am an old hippie at heart, my theme of this week's programme is bodies of water, the rivers, the rivulets and the sea, ocean-going vessels, H2O. As they put it on one episode of The Simpsons. Yes, my theme is water and bodies of water. Also, some Song for Guy this week. Songs for Guy from listeners Elaine Howley, Brian Ross, Lana in Oldham and Brenda Milne. New music from Philip Selway of Radiohead fame and She Keeps Bees, that's a fantastic piece of music, by the way. Can't wait for you to hear that. And, of course, the Beckopedia will be dropping by, plus a Desert Island disc snippet here, a soup song of nonsense there, and name dropping throughout. Welcome to the programme. The theme is Bodies of Water. I can't very well have that as a theme and not play this beautiful thing. This is the first song I ever heard by Doves. It's from their album Lost Souls, which if you don't own a copy of Lost Souls, you must. Your record collection has a huge gaping hole in it if you don't own Lost Souls by Doves. I'm going to prove it for you now by playing the incredible Sea Song. Doves and Sea Song. I love that thing. The original version I heard was about 3 minutes longer than that. I used to have it on mini disc. Remember that format? Many of you won't. Okay, Lana. Lana Robin Oldham has been in touch with a song for Guy recommendation. She says, Connie Francis's 18. When I sit and listen to this, instantly it lifts me into another world. I like the sound of you, Lana. It lifts me into another world. A spotlit gleaming stage surrounded by tables filled with wonderful men and women. I don't know why I find that funny, Lana. Filled with wonderful men and women. It doesn't matter where I put the inflection. That's a strange sentence. I'm going to go for it again. A spotlit gleaming stage surrounded by tables filled with wonderful men and women. I don't know why that's tickling me. I can't sing and I'm not a performer, she goes on. But if I were, this would be one sing I'd sing. I think that means song you'd sing. The backing choir is just joyous, wonderful, makes you feel like a star. Lana, you are already, in my eyes, a star. And whenever I hear this song from now on, I'm gonna picture Lana Robb, 1985, from Oldham, surrounded by gleaming tables filled with wonderful men and women. This is Connie Francis and 18. Thanks for that. That was Connie Francis and 18. Never heard that before. It was great. How cool was that? Loved it. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, that tune that only you know about, let me know what it is. I'll go and find it. If I like it, I'll play it on the programme. But all hail to Lana in Oldham for sharing Connie Francis's 18 with us.
When I was a boy, I used to sit for hours suffering through the entire U.S. radio top 40, waiting for that one song by the Beatles and the other one by the Kinks. Had there been anything like John Peel available in my Midwestern town, I would have been thrilled. I'm Iggy Pop, the musician. Join me on BBC Radio 6 Music. When I can pick and choose from all the music I love, it's always better than I want it to be. One thing that's happened to me doing this show is it's dramatized to me how free a lot of people's minds are about what they listen to. They appreciate the music.
Iggy Pop.
This afternoon from 4 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
So, the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about sibling torture. I brought it up because me and my brother, and my sister indeed, used to employ different methods of cruelty to one another. Three music-related torture methods here. Richard Baker says that his brother picked up his copy of Adam and the Ants Stand and Deliver, his 7-inch picture disc, and he posted it, in inverted commas, into the 2mm gap between the frame of our fitted wardrobe and the bedroom wall. I tried for weeks to retrieve it, he said, using coat hangers, knives and bits of string, but to no avail until 10 years later. He hasn't forgiven his brother, but he does enjoy drinking with him. Thank you to Richard Baker for that. Another one here, Emmy Clack. Emma says that she would cause her sister great distress by turning up the volume for the introduction to the 80s TV show The Equalizer, starring Iwa Wuwu. She'd run out of the room when it started as she was scared of the intro scene. That's pretty cruel, well done. Rebecca Bones says, I have two brothers, one older, one younger. I used to torment my younger brother, James, with the help of my best mate after school, as my mum trusted me to look after him until she got home. I was 14, he was 10, and we used to tie him to a chair with scarves and sing to him. Usually Summer Breeze by the Isley Brothers, for some reason. I'm now 33, James is 28. That doesn't sound particularly torturous. Depends how you sing it, I suppose. I find this song hilarious. I'm going to play it for you. I don't normally do requests, Rebecca, but as you did email in with your sibling torture method, I will play it for you. It's the Isley Brothers' Summer Breeze. He's particularly proud of the lyric, blowing through the jasmine of my mind, which I wouldn't be that proud of that lyric. But he really gets off on it. Have a listen. The Isley Brothers for Rebecca Bone and her poor tortured soul of a sister or a brother, I can't remember. Anyway, here are the Brothers Isley and Summer Breeze.
See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on a
Okay, it was Blowing Through the Jasmine in My Mind. It isn't quite as bad as Blowing Through the Jasmine of My Mind. Still not great. The Isley Brothers and Summer Breeze. I'm sure that's going to really annoy people, me criticising that song. Do get in touch. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Also, that's where to get in touch with your sibling torture methods. We'll have some more in a bit. It seems the typewriter, as mentioned by a listener in an email last week, that is kneeling on your younger sibling's arms and pretending to type on their chest. That seems to be a spontaneously occurring sibling torture method, although a particular genius was the slap across the face at the end of each line during our listener's typewriter. But I had an older sister who used to do the typewriter on me when I was young, yes. The Beckopedia is here. Now then.
Now then. Something really exciting happens when musicians get together to experiment and collaborate, especially if it's an eclectic mix of artists from different backgrounds and disciplines who come together to create and investigate each other's music. From such a fertile environment, the Afro-Celt sound system emerged in the 1990s. Featuring musicians who were born and raised continents and cultures apart, this unusual fusion of West African rhythms, Celtic ballads and heavy dance beats seemed like an unlikely and slightly unpalatable combination. But in reality, there emerged a mesmerising, visceral and really beautiful sound, which proved through such songs as Release, with its bedrock of bass, insistent rhythm, frenetic Ilian pipes and gentle Irish and African voices, that music is indeed a common language, and when artists meet across cultural boundaries, wonderful things can happen. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Blah!
Distinct music. This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
BBC News at 2:30, I'm James Kelly. The head of the NHS in England, Simon Stevens, has welcomed the Chancellor's promise of an extra £2 billion for frontline health services. George Osborne says the funding has been made possible because of a strong economy, and he pledged to repeat it year after year. Mr. Stevens says the health service had lobbied hard for additional investment.
The government has listened and responded, and today they're providing us with the funds we need to keep frontline services strong for next year, as well as to kickstart the process of change, particularly for GP services, for out-of-hospital services, to join up care between community nursing, GPs, hospitals.
Labour also plans to spend more money on the health service, saying it's been left in a poor state by the coalition's policies. The Chinese embassy has informed a group of MPs that they'll be refused entry if they try to visit Hong Kong as part of a parliamentary inquiry. Sir Richard Ottaway, who chairs the Foreign Affairs Select Committee, has accused the Chinese government of acting in an overtly confrontational manner. Voters in Switzerland appear to have rejected referendum proposals to drastically cut immigration. A quarter of people living in Switzerland are foreign nationals. Imogen Fuchs is in Bern.
Well, interestingly, despite opinion polls consistently showing that immigration is the number one concern of the Swiss, it looks as if this particular proposal is getting a resounding no. First projections show 74% have said no to these proposals, just 26% voting yes.
A 33-year-old woman is in hospital with serious head injuries after a collision involving a police car in Bristol. The accident happened last night as officers responded to an emergency call. The Independent Police Complaints Commission is investigating. And the head of police in the Afghan capital, Kabul, has resigned. The announcement comes after a surge in high-profile attacks in the city in recent weeks. That's 6 Music News. The next update at 3:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B-Belly BC, that's who.
Early one morning the sun was shining, I was laying in bed, wondering if she'd changed it all, if her hair was still red. Her folks, they said our lives together sure was gonna be rough. They never did like Mama's homemade dress, Papa's bank book wasn't big enough. And I was standing on the side of the road, rain falling on my shoes, heading out for the East Coast. Lord knows I paid some dues getting through, tangled up in blue. She was married when we first met, soon to be divorced. I helped her out of a jam, I guess, but I used a little too much force. We drove that car as far as we could, abandoned it out west. Split up on the docks at night, both agreeing it was best. And she turned around to look at me as I was walking away. I heard her say over my shoulder, Great North Woods, working as a cook for a spell. But I never did like it all that much, and one day the axe just fell. So I drifted down to New Orleans, where I lucky was to be employed, working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But all the while I was alone, the past was close behind. I seen a lot of women, but she never escaped my mind, and I just grew. This place and I stopped in for a beer. I just kept looking at the side of her face and the spotlight so clear. Later on when the crowd thinned out, I was just about to do the same. She was standing there in the back of my chair. I said, Timmy, don't I know your name? I murdered something underneath my breath. She studied the lines of my face. I must admit, felt a little uneasy when she bent down to tie the laces of my shoes. Pray. I thought you'd never say hello, she said, you look like a silent type. Then she opened up a book of poems and handed it to me, written by an Italian poet from the 13th century. And every one of them words rang true and glowed like burning coal, pouring off of every page like it was written in my soul. But me to you, basement down the stairs. There was music in the cafes at night and revolution in the air. Then he started into dealing with slaves and something inside of him died. She had to sell everything she owned and froze up inside. And when it finally, the bottom fell out, I became withdrawn. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird that flew. To get to her somehow. All the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now. Some are mathematicians, some are carpenters' wives. Don't know how it all got started, I don't know what they do with their lives. But me, I'm still on the road, heading for another joint. We always did feel the same, we just saw it from a different point of view.
Featured artist Bob Dylan, Entangled Up in Blue from Blood on the Tracks. Sibling torture, it's been an ongoing theme last few weeks. Might have a break from it next week, but do keep your emails coming in with your methods of sibling torture. It's the gift that keeps on giving, this one. Richard gets quite confessional in this email, so I'm not going to read out his last name. He says, hello lovely chaps and chapesses. In the 70s, I was lucky or unlucky enough to grow up with two sisters and a brother who were all quite a bit older than me, and they've had a well-developed streak of psychopathy running through them. It was character-forming for me in many ways. My brother specialised... This is really insidious. My brother specialised in homemade stink bombs, which he would delight in subjecting me to. His signature ingredient was his own wee, usually mixed with a random selection of any pills and powders that were to hand. Being a nice middle-class house, this usually meant that his efforts usually consisted of a lot of really quite nice ingredients. Washing powder, things from the spice cupboard, mixed with his wee. For anyone that's wondering, wee trumps pretty much anything. What an evil, twisted genius brother sounds, Richard. My sisters preferred a more nuanced approach to torture, pinning me down on the landing and doing the Jungle Book to me, which consisted of yelling, "Here come the elephants," and then punch him in the stomach repeatedly, followed by the snakes, which was a slithery tickling, and so on. The ants were the worst. I dread to think. This is where Richard gets a little over-confessional, I feel. Strangely, the overtly horrible siblings are the ones I'd walk over hot coals for nowadays, whereas the older, polite, but actually evil ones, I couldn't give a toss about. That may well be technically known as Stockholm Syndrome. Thank you for sharing, Richard. Maybe a little bit too much, so I've not read out your last name there. Our theme this week, apart from this ongoing sibling torture thing, is bodies of water. Maybe I want a trip to the sea. Actually, I heard something which I'll share with you in a bit. which prompted this theme. Anyway, here's Richard Hawley's The Sea Calls from Ladies Bridge. This is a beautiful song, and for those of you who don't know Richard, like I know Richard, gee, what a guy, this is about going on tour and not liking leaving his sweetheart and leaving his family. He does miss them when he's away. Yeah, it's The Sea Calls by the lovely Richard Hawley.
Out to an old hand to go sailing to new lands that pay for your work, bread, drink and a berth. Ah, oh, honey, I've got to go. Off to new lands, the bosun piped all hands, and with it you go, the journey to the unknown. Honey, I've got to go. Back to where we send the signals out to the men. Did they make it on board with fire in the soul? Oh, honey, I've got to go. Can you hear the winds blow? It shakes your spirit and your soul. I've tried to stay true and stay on land, but the call of the ocean is so hard to ignore. So I'm leaving your door. Ah, honey, I've got to go.
Richard Hawley and The Sea Calls. Try and listen to this next one like you've never heard it before. In fact, I'm not going to tell you what it is. It doesn't need an introduction, you see. But open your ears, turn up your radio and pretend you've never heard this song before, and any new observations that come from listening to it as if for the first time, let me know in an email. Here we go.
Dying in the world, dying enough for life to unfold all the precious things love has in store. We have all the love. If that's all we have, you will find we we need nothing more. Every step of the way will find us with the cares of the world far behind us. We have all the time in the world just for love, nothing more, nothing less. Oh, love.
Armstrong, and we have all the time in the world. Just a great piece of music, that, isn't it? Fabulous. A song for Guy here from Brian Ross. Let me just find it. It's from a song by Melody Gardo, who I've never heard of. He says, I hope you've heard of Melody Gardo. I haven't, Brian. If not, I'd love to recommend her very highly. My one and only thrill is the album If the Stars Were Mine. Wow. Thank you very much, Brian. This is a lovely tune. It's a charming ditty. It's Melody Gardo, or Gardot. I'm going to go with Gardo. A recommendation from Brian Ross. This is If the Stars Were Mine. It's cute.
If the stars were mine, I'd give them all to you. I'd pluck them down right from the sky and leave it all. I would never let the sun forget to shine upon your face. So when others would have rain clouds, you'd have only sunny days. If the stars were mine, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd put the stars right in a jar and give them all to you. If the birds were mine, I'd tell them in to sing. I'd make them sing a sonnet when your telephone would ring. I would put them there inside the square whenever you and I, so there'd always be sweet music whenever you'd walk about. If the birds were mine, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd teach the birds such lovely words and make them sing for you. I'd teach the birds such lovely words and make them sing for you. Ba-ba-ba-ba-da. If the world was mine, I'd paint it gold and green. I'd make the oceans orange for a brilliant color scheme. I would color all the mountains, make the sky forever blue. So the world would be a painting and I'd live inside with you. If the world was mine, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd wrap the world in ribbons and then give it all to you. I'd teach the birds such lovely words and make them sing for you. I'd put those stars right in a jar and give them all to you.
Melody Gardot and If the Stars Were Mine. A song for Guy recommendation from Brian Ross. Keep them coming, everyone. Recommendations rather than requests. Just send me the title of the song. Even if you're not sure of the title, give us enough clues. And my crack production unit at BBC Media City will go and find the song. And we'll see if it's any good. And if it is, we'll play it.
So what is Blue Note? Well, Blue Note is the greatest record label in the world.
This is Giles Peterson.
It means the world to me. It's the backbone of my record collection. Why is it so magical? Go all the way back to the 1930s and discover some incredible gems. I mean, you had these subversive parties going on in New York, this whole history going all the way through till today.
You have to come out of yourself and be the real you.
So this weekend, I'm going to return to my Blue Note record collection. When we did our first show earlier on this year, I must have played 50 Blue Notes. Was it the most popular show I've had this year? I think it was. Yes, Blue Note is back. I can find another 50 killers for you.
Giles Peterson's Blue Note Special, Part 2.
This Saturday afternoon at 3.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Beach House next with On the Sea, in keeping with our theme of bodies of water. Some last bits of sibling torture this week, though. Hannah Roke says, my brother Harry used to quite literally copy everything I did when I was younger. He learnt to ride on the Barbie tricycle I had, used to paint his nails at the age of 3, and was adamant that he was a ballerina just like me. Wasn't torture at the time, but it provides excellent ammunition even. Now he's reached the realms of grumpy, easily embarrassed adolescent at the age of 18. Thank you, Hannah. This is a very simple one. I distinctly remember my big brother pinning me down and force-feeding me medicine that was intended for our cat. That's Jude in Barnsley. And Megan Jeffries brings up another spontaneously occurring method of sibling torture. My big brother Dave used to pin me down and dribble above me, sucking the spit back at the very last second, but sometimes failing to bring the spit back from the brink with obvious consequences. I've spoken to a few friends who have that exact same disgusting memory. I know producer Michelle Chowdhury will be not very happy with that last email. She doesn't like anything to do with the mouth. Some Michelle Chowdhury news coming up after this tune by Beach House. It's called On the Sea.
Just go, it's what they gave you.
That was On the Sea by Beach House. Wonderful. So producer Michelle Chowdhury, who's made the finest hour since we started doing it 7 years ago, maybe eight. I don't know how long I've been on Six Music. Feels like yesterday, because time flies and all that. Anyway, Michelle has branched out. She's directed a drama for BBC Radio. It was on last Friday. It's called My Dad Keith. It stars Maxine Peake, a wonderful actress, and in his acting debut, the Smiths drummer, Mike Joyce, who's a lovely bloke as well, sometimes fills in for me in this very chair. So that's called My Dad Keith, and it's a radio drama directed by our very own Michelle Chowdhury. Available now on the iPlayer. Listen again and enjoy. Wonderful. Where are we going next? Let me just pull up my file here. Here we go. Ah, yes. A song for Guy recommendation from Elaine Howley. She says, "Hello, Guy. You mentioned you like repetitive hypnotic music. Thought you might enjoy this song. I'm on a High by The Altered Hours. Best, Elaine." Elaine, you're quite right. I loved it. Another successful song for Guy recommendation from Elaine Howley. The Altered Hours and I'm on a High.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
I'm not alone.
Selway and Coming Up for Air. Philip, of course, the drummer for Radiohead. I really love that song. Very interesting, isn't it? When you hear a member of a band go off and do their own thing. I mean, I'm sure he's working with some of his boys there. But yeah, that I could have told you that was somebody from Radiohead, but you never know what influence comes from what member, do you? Anyway, wonderful. Coming Up for Air by Philip Selway, who filled in for me on this very programme just a couple of weeks ago and did a splendid job. Thank you very much, Phil. I promised you a Verve special based around the album A Northern Soul a few weeks ago. I haven't forgotten it. It's just, it suddenly started being played everywhere. Isn't that interesting? What year did that come out? I'll check it out while this is playing, but it's a long time ago. I heard Lauren playing some of it, and I heard it elsewhere on this station, but just in a passing car on Manchester Road as well, I heard it the other day. A Northern Soul, suddenly finding its time this autumn. It's like people are remembering that record all at once, spontaneously. So I'm going to hold off on making it a special for a little while longer. But here is a tune from it, because it's in keeping with my theme this week of Bodies of Water. I mentioned when I played a tune from A Northern Soul the other day that I know from speaking to a couple of different members of the band that the band don't really rate this record as one of their best. It's up there as the best for me. It's my favourite Verve record. But it was very quickly made, apparently, very spontaneously made after an awful lot of hard work in terms of touring. So the band don't value it very highly. Isn't that interesting? I think that might have happened to me in the past. When Elbow have been writing a song, if it's come together incredibly quickly and you haven't pored over it for weeks, it's sometimes easy to confuse that with, oh, well, I don't care about it enough. I haven't done enough work on it. But of course, sometimes the most spontaneous music is the best. It's something I constantly look for in my new music. Not a given, just one particular flavour that I like. A feeling of spontaneity. There's some real howls from the soul on this record from Richard Ashcroft and from Nick McCabe, the guitarist as well. The record is A Northern Soul. I do urge you to buy the album. That's the only way to listen to this record. Buy the album and listen to it in full and not till the end of this programme. Here is a taster now. This is Life's an Ocean.
Too much commotion.
Life's an Ocean, there it goes, from the extraordinary A Northern Soul. Here comes a couple of name drops. Me and my friend Al Turner, the lead singer of Arctic Monkeys, clang, were backstage at Glastonbury a couple of years ago. In fact, it was 2011. And Alex said, "There's Richard Ashcroft." And I was like, well, I have to make my feelings known. I'd never met him. I went over to him and I told him how much I loved his band and A Northern Soul, and thanked him for getting me through my first heartbreak in conjunction with a cheap lager called Bavaria, and then he offered me and Alex some saurine malt loaf. That isn't a lie. Laura Veer's Ocean Night Song from the album Saltbreakers. I love Laura's voice, and also the production and arrangements of her tunes is just sublime. This is Ocean Night Song. I'm not lying about the saurine malt loaf. War food.
See me.
Laura Veers and Ocean Night Song. She Keeps Bees is a fabulous artist. I'm just still finding more and more out about this act. I think they're marvellous. This song's called Owl. The brasswork's great on it. Her vocal's fantastic. But my favourite thing about this tune is the guitar work. Have a listen. It's brand new from She Keeps Bees and it's called Owl. Six Music, the greatest radio station on earth. That's She Keeps Bees and Owl. I'm Guy Garvey. I'm with you till 4 o'clock when Iggy Pop takes over.
I just started to tap out rhythms. It's just you and the beat.
A story of teenage angst, midlife crisis and drumming.
Well, I say drumming. More like bashing various objects around the house with mainly long-stemmed kitchen utensils.
Written by and starring Maxine Peake and introducing the Smiths drummer, Mike Joyce.
Right, OK, so...
Fingers on top.
Yeah, I you remember. Brilliant.
My Dad Keith on the BBC Radio 4 website.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
This next tune from Chilly Gonzalez is not at all typical of his work. It's called Gentle Threat. It's a song for Guy from so long ago that I didn't used to keep people's names. How rude of me, I do apologise. Whoever turned me onto this tune, I will thank you forever in my heart. This is perfect Sunday afternoon music. Chilly Gonzalez and Gentle Threat, a man of many talents, known more for his electronica and his dance really than that kind of music. But that was a song for a guy recommendation from a long time ago. Keep your recommendations coming in. I'm delighted to say that Laura Groves has accepted an invitation to come and play with Elbow soon, which is just marvellous. I get to meet her after playing her for so long on this programme. That's how my friendship with Jessica Hoop started, and many others as well. My friendship with the Acorn came from having the songs recommended by you, falling in love with the music, and then meeting them as people and performing on the same stage as them. So I'm very happy to say that sometime next year, Laura's going to be playing with us. This beautiful thing, any excuse to play it, is Inky Sea. It's in keeping with our themes of bodies of water, and I hope this whole thing has made you want a bath or a swim even, or at the very least, a Ronco foot spa.
Over and again, I've seen its eyes flashing. So
Time now for the news. Wasn't very good.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 3:30. I'm James Kelly. Senior NHS officials have welcomed the Chancellor's promise of an extra £2 billion for frontline health services from next April. Mr Osborne said the payment would be repeated year on year, adding an extra £8 billion to the NHS budget over the next Parliament. He insists the additional funding is possible because his approach has strengthened the economy, but Labour says government policies have left the NHS in a fragile financial state. The chairman of the British Medical Association is Dr Mark Porter.
What everybody, I think, wants to see, everybody involved in health wants to see, is all of the political parties contending for the next general election, understanding, realising and doing something about plugging that gap in resources that has been allowed to develop. And this is a welcome start on that road.
MPs who are conducting an inquiry into relations between Britain and Hong Kong say they've been told by the Chinese embassy they'll be refused entry if they try to visit the territory. Sir Richard Ottaway, who chairs the Foreign Affairs Committee, accused the Chinese government of acting in an overtly confrontational manner. Voters in Switzerland appear to have rejected referendum proposals to drastically cut immigration. Initial projections indicate that around three quarters voted no to plans to reduce net immigration from 80,000 to just 16,000 people a year. Karine Scher, a Swiss trade unionist, is delighted by the result.
It's very positive for Switzerland. It's very positive for Swiss people and the workers. It means that we're not getting isolated from Europe, which would have been really, really dreadful.
The head of police in the Afghan capital Kabul has resigned. The announcement comes after a surge in high-profile attacks in the city in recent weeks. China and Japan are to begin destroying chemical weapons that were abandoned by Japanese soldiers in China at the end of World War II. Hundreds of thousands of items will eventually be incinerated or blown up at a site in northeastern China. And that's the Six Music News. The next update's at 4:30.
Six Music.
This is BBC Radio Six Music.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Groove Armada and At the River. I always think it's called At the Sea. It takes me ages to find that song. I think it's because it mentions sand dunes and salty air. I could be forgiven for that. Lovely bit of trombone from Groove Armada and At the River. Bodies of Water is the theme of the programme. School of Language, the Brewis Brothers. I was introduced to their music by Six Music's Mark Riley. In fact, before he was Six Music's Mark Riley, he was my Mark Riley. He's mine, get off him. A wonderful man, very generous of spirit, on and off the air, and just mad about his music, like a teenager mad about his music. Long car journeys with him end up being a competition. Yeah, but have you heard this? Yeah, 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 but have you heard this? Do you know what I mean? It's like that. My very, very good friend. I need to go for a pint with him, it's been a while. Anyway, School of Language, I found out about these guys from Mark, and we shared a stage with them at Jodrell Bank Space Telescope a couple of years ago. Pretty amazing stuff. The album's called Sea From Shore, and the song's called Ships. Very fitting. School of Language for everyone.
The ships that strip the water like a cautious seaping, tip to each other so they come and go as one and all as one. A camel's life collected to send.
Ships from the album Sea From Shore. I mentioned that those guys ended up performing on the same stage as Oboe after hearing their music through this programme. It's just great. Music has its tendrils everywhere. And worldwide, you run into the same people all the time. Here We Go Magic are good friends of mine, but not before I had their stuff recommended on this very programme. This is Over the Ocean. I've played it, I don't know, every other week for the past 2 or 3 months, but I can do what I want. I'm the Chief of Police. Isn't it something? Here We Go Magic and Over the Ocean. Doesn't that make you want a packet of peanuts that's just too small and a gin and tonic in an unsatisfying plastic glass that'll probably crack? Over the Ocean. Polly Jean Harvey, isn't she wonderful? She's done the music to Electra that's currently showing at the Old Vic. My friend Liz White is in the cast, as well as Kristen Scott Thomas. I went to see it, I loved it. And yeah, Polly did the music to it. I thought there could have been more music. But then again, I'm a huge fan. This is her contribution to our aquatic theme. This is Down by the Water.
I lost my heart under the bridge to that little girl. So much to me, and now I moan, and now I holler. She'll never know just what I found. That blue-eyed girl.
PJ Harvey and Down by the Water. In the same way as Bodies of Water have been the theme of most of the songs on this week's show, I'd like to do another one in the coming weeks with planets, the space and stars. Let's get celestial one of these Sundays. This is a beautiful thing from Ardem. This is one of the first Song for Guy recommendations I ever got, so this is a good few years ago. This song's called Love and Other Planets. I think it's absolutely beautiful. And I was involved with Massive Attack's Meltdown when they were curating the Meltdown Festival in the South Bank. And as part of that, they did the whole soundtrack to Blade Runner live on stage. I had a hand in that. I sang one of the songs. And so Adam was on stage most of the time playing synthesizers and keyboards and singing and stuff. So I got to meet him, and he was a lovely man, as the lyrics to this song betray quite accurately. This is the wonderful Adam, a very early Song for Guy recommendation. Do keep them coming in. And this is Love and Other Planets. By the way, if you're trying to spell Adam to go and find more of his music, which you should, it's A-D-E-M. Love and Other Planets.
Come with me and they don't want us to see. So they join the clouds which clot above our head. But on a clear night, just make out love on other planets. We are not alone. Normally it's bright. And you whispered in my ear, I know it's there, let's make our own light. And on a clear night, if you just make out love and other planets. We are not alone. And on this clear night, if I hold you close in, I couldn't feel love.
Told you, beautiful, right? Adem and Love and Other Planets. That's A-D-E-M, Adem.
Six Music.
Now, this is a pretty simple story. The godfather of hip-hop, the father of electro-funk, Africa Bambaataa, why don't you let him in on it?
We start saying, come on, DJs. Come on, B-boys, B-girls, Master of Ceremonies, aerosol writers or graffiti writers. Come on down.
From the Bronx to Six Music.
Plays your favorite blast, takes it back to the past.
How do you think this is going to go down?
Yeah, this is the universe of Zulu Nation, the music and the truth. My musical journey from the early 70s to today with Huey Morgan. It was always a certain song, whether we went to war, a song for peace, a song for having fun. It was always music that played a role in everybody's community.
Africa Bambaataa with Huey Morgan.
You can listen right now at the Six Music website.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
The theme is water, and this one from R.E.M. makes me think wistfully of sitting in my mate John's mum's car, trying to make a fiver stretch the whole evening, if you know what I mean. This is Find the River.
Find my way.
Sitting in John's mum's car trying to make a fiver stretch the whole evening. I was just saying, I used to listen to R.E.M. a lot when me and my mates were skint and just hung around in my mate John's car. His mum's car, in fact. We just used to insist he picked us up because we didn't want to miss out, but all we did was sit in car parks and service stations and argue and listen to R.E.M. wistfully. Thank you very much for listening. I've really enjoyed myself, as always. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and the Beckopedia and everybody who got in touch with Song for Guy recommendations and more and more insidious methods of sibling torture. The spit one wins for me, hands down. My featured artist has been Bob Dylan. I think it's fitting I end with Madeline Peru's version of You're Gonna Make Me Lonesome When You Go, because let's face it, you are. Iggy Pop up next. I'll see you next week. Have a lovely time in the meantime, and good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington.
I've seen love go by my door. It's never been this close before. Never been so easy or so slow. Right, it's wrong. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. Dragon clouds so high above, I've only known careless love. It's always hit me from below. This time round it's more correct, right on target, so direct. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. In rhyme, blue river running slow and lazy. Oh, I could stay with you forever and never realize the time. Situations have ended sad, relationships have all been bad. Mine have been like the lanes and Rambo. There's no way this affair. You're gonna make me lonesome when you go. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm doing, staying far behind without you. You're gonna make me wonder what I'm saying. Gonna make me give myself talking to. I look for you in old Honolulu, San Francisco, and Ashton.
to Bermuda.